Hey everyone, this is Josh from Solopreneur Grind, and I am here with Chris. Chris, thanks for coming on the show today.
Hey Josh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Awesome, Chris. It's been a while. We've known each other for quite some time now. I'm excited to get some updates and hear your full story. I know some of it, but for the listeners who don't know who you are, can you tell us really quickly kind of what you're doing now, and then I'd love to get into the story of how you got there.
Yeah, sure. So right now I'm a conversion optimizer slash copywriter slash UX designer, sort of like I dip my toes into a bit of everything right now. And I work for an agency called Zeta Labs, where we help seven-figure businesses improve their website and make more money. And I actually started after my full-time job. I went into copywriting at first, and then slowly like learn more and more to expand my skill sets, let's say. And
I don't want to jump too far ahead, Chris, yet, because mm-hmm. what you and I have a lot in common of is how we met was we met when we were both working full-time traditional job, and how, you know, we transitioned essentially out of that. So what were you doing full time? And if you could talk a little bit about the journey from going from full time job to quitting and transitioning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I did full time was something totally different from what I do now. So I basically, my world has changed completely since almost 2 years ago, one year and a half. And I was a software engineer in the basically mechanical engineering. We build machines for the biomedical industry. And what moved me, what pushed me to learn internet marketing basically was just, I wanted something that allowed me to have like more freedom basically, and to not be tied to like a job and people telling me where I needed to go, because I usually traveled a lot. So I didn't really have time to pursue my passions too. One of which was playing music. I'm a drummer. So it all actually started from my will to being able to just go on tour without having to ask my boss for permission. Right. And I saw the online marketing and the skills that you could learn as a way to actually being able to get more freedom and flexibility.
Right. So you come to this realization, and then I know that you eventually ended up starting out in copywriting. You still do. But how did you decide on that, or what type of approach did you take mm-hmm. before you knew about copywriting?
Yeah. So I guess as most of the people that start into this field, there's a ton of stuff around, like from SEO, so like search engine optimization, from this web design, and UX, copywriting. So what I did was actually like starting to follow a lot of entrepreneurs and people online and start reading to everything that they were proposing, and slowly finding and trying what I thought that could be my main skill set. I started with writing like SEO blogs, like search engine optimized articles. But I gradually found out that I didn't like that. It was time consuming and the pay was not good. And then with my brother, we also tried like, it's called Amazon FBA. So you sold physical products on Amazon. And then I found out about copywriting and the whole persuasion aspect of it. And it was really interesting. And I also found that it was a skill that people paid quite a lot for it for.
Right.
It was really fascinating. So I started studying, like spending most of the weekends and evenings. And yeah, so slowly I started applying for jobs on freelance websites. And that's how it got started, basically. Just trying out, try and error.
Right. And so I still want to focus a little bit on like the really, really early stages. So you're thinking about some type of change. Is How long did it take you to go from I want to find something else to do to actually kind of nailing down I want to do copywriting and then starting that journey, exploring more into copywriting, you know, reading about it, studying up on it?
I guess probably like 3 years. For 2 years, for two years, I was just looking around, reading. I actually probably didn't even read a full book up until I was 24 or 25. I only read like basically a few fiction books, but mostly for school. And then I started reading, finding out about nonfiction and all the things that you could learn. And that basically led me into self-help, but also like productivity and other interesting things that you could learn to improve your life, basically. And then, those first 2 years were just exploration and seeing what things were around. In those times, especially, there were a lot of people selling a sort of scammy like courses that promised like you could become rich in less 1 month, for example, having a one-page website optimized for SEO.
Right.
And I basically instantly realized that it would have been like a slow and painful road, but at the end, probably I could have found my way through it, and I just slowly started climbing.
Right. Yeah. Very, very cool. And it's obviously going to take different people, different amounts of time to find out kind of what they want to focus on. But what's really important from what you said was that it's something that you were interested in, that you could be pretty good at, and that the market was also paying for, right? Mm-hmm. Because you could check the first few boxes, but if that last one isn't checked, I mean, just we got to live in reality here, you know, and if what you're really interested in or really good at doesn't align with the market and the supply and demand, then you might be setting yourself up for failure. So it sounds like you kind of took a good approach. And then what was the next step? So you select copywriting, let's say.
Yeah.
And do you just start buying copywriting books? Did you buy a course? What was the approach there?
Yeah. My first resource, I think, was the AWAI website. So American Writers and Artists and Writers, something like that. And they have a ton of courses on different kinds of copywriting, but mostly it's all about copywriting. So I've learned the basics there. Basics and slowly transition from actual classic copywriting, which is more of like a direct response, so sales pages. I transition into conversion copywriting, which is more like website oriented, so for website copy, emails, landing pages. Probably because I also like the research that's behind it and the whole aspect of like optimizing, having a structure. And it took probably a 1 year to just have like formed the basics of copywriting on the weekends and evenings. And then I was at the point where I actually had to make a decision. And if I wanted to, I had to leave my job, because I arrived to the point where after probably 2 or 3 clients, I made the first $1,000 in a month on the side, and I'd reached like a limit. I couldn't go past that, so because of my job, especially. So
right.
You didn't have
enough time.
Yeah.
Time,
and also headspace. I mean, working 40 plus hours a week plus the weekends, I had a week that I put in like 70 hours and it wasn't sustainable at all.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So how did you mentioned you were using like freelancing websites. Which ones did you use? How did you end up getting those first few clients? Like, what was your approach?
Yeah. So at the beginning, I didn't have a portfolio or anything. I just studied courses. And one of the courses that I really found helpful was from this guy who had a course like actually on Upwork. So this website called Upwork. And it told you basically how to apply for jobs. You had to write like proposals, sorts of proposals to convince clients that you were the perfect fit for them. So I just started like applying, and actually after finishing the course, in the first 5 proposals that I did, that I wrote, I probably had I won 2 of those jobs. Mm-hmm. And not having a portfolio or anything, I just basically told the clients, I don't have a portfolio, I'm just starting out. So if you want, I can just rewrite like a portion of your homepage, for example, show it to you. And if it's fine, we can move on and work on the rest of the website. It's basically a bit just having a bit of confidence that you can handle it, even if at the beginning you were completely blind to what can happen or and you don't even have the backup supports you.
Right. So what are your thoughts on Upwork and similar sites? Because there's a lot of back and forth on that argument, you know, on the internet about whether you should start using them or just try and solicit clients on your own. What are your thoughts and what was your experience?
Yeah, I think Upwork is great. I mean, it allowed me to get jobs. I started out probably $15 an hour and slowly climbed up. And I had reached a pretty good point. But I think the most important thing that people have to realize is that if you go there, you have to also learn about the mindset of providing real value and actually selling yourself not as an executioner, like somebody that just goes through tasks and does them. You have to really like believe in your skill and promise a client that you're going to be his partner in reaching his goals, basically. So you have to, it changes a lot in how you present yourself and sell your services, I think. And I think most of the people that say that Upwork is not good or you can only get cheap jobs, it's because they don't know how to sell themselves, basically.
Right. So do you have 2 or 3 quick tips for people who maybe they haven't tried Upwork, but they're considering it, or they have and it hasn't led to any clients? Any tips on what worked well for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So on top of my head, I would say first, like always be proactive. So when you apply for jobs, don't just say, yeah, I can do this for you. You have to show that you took interest in exploring the client's request. So you look at their website. Basically, you can also provide some initial value even if they don't ask for it. So I don't know, do like a sort of a mini review if you're a copywriter or a designer. Tell them what you think you can add more than the what they are just asking.
Right.
And also, I think another thing is just don't talk about yourself probably at all. You should just talk about the client and this is actually one of the main things in copywriting. You have to basically reflect, mirror the client in your copy. So don't talk about yourself and how great are you or how many certificates you got. Just talk about how you can help that client specifically. And I think you're going to be great at it.
Right. I guess it's ironic that you used your copywriting skills on Upwork to help you get more copywriting.
Yeah, it actually worked.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so take us through the quitting your job kind of process. Obviously not like from a, you know, walk into the office and write the letter, but how did you come to that decision? How long did it take you then to pull the plug and what happened next?
Yeah, so I think one of the most important things was that I had saved up some money. So I probably had 6 to 7 months of money saved up that if I stopped working at all, I could live for 6 months at least on my current situation.
Right.
And at that point, I was making like on Upwork around 500, 1,000 a month. It wasn't much, but I knew that if I had 8 hours a day or 10 or whatever, I could have easily sold my services and fill up my schedule. Mm-hmm. So, and one thing that was keeping me stuck was actually just, I don't know, probably confidence and the lack of an outside perspective. And that's interesting because that's where you came in. We were having a chat. I think I still remember I was in my break room at work.
Right.
And you said something like, it looks to me, man, that you got some money saved up and you got your business going. So I think you should just pick a date and go for it. And that's basically what I did. I actually picked a date. It was May or June, I think. And I picked the date in September, so like 3 months later, mm-hmm. when I wanted to give my notice at work. And that was on my calendar. And after that, I had to, like, once I gave my notice, I, like, still a month and a half to stay there. So I actually left my job in December. It took a while and it was kind of painful, but
right.
it was worth it to do things gradually.
Yeah, and I mean, sometimes you just need that, like you said, the outsider, the someone to kind of push you off the, yeah. you know, into the deep end type thing. So then what was the first few weeks like? You quit your job, like the end of your notice is over or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And what happens? Because that's a huge flip, right? Like, I don't know what day you quit on, but let's say you quit on a Friday. Like, what happened on Monday?
Oh, at first I was like ecstatic. I was so happy to just wake up at home and yeah. being able to just work on my computer. And at the time I also had like actually something else to worry about because I was actually about to move from Italy to the UK where I live now. So it basically happened all at once and it was like a complete change of worlds for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but one of the first things that I did, I remember it wasn't actually looking for clients. It was more of a solidifying and creating like effective processes in my business. So everything from templates to the way that I archived clients, so the way that I presented my projects to them. I really wanted to have like a solid base where I could build the business on. Mm-hmm. So once I was ready and probably I was already willing to wait until I moved to the UK. Once I was ready, I could just basically sell and find clients and work. So
right.
I didn't have to think about these productivity things anymore.
Right. So a little bit of prep on the admin side.
Yeah.
So that you can yeah. kind of hit the ground running. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So you get the prep work done, you make the big move. And then, mm-hmm. and then what happened next?
It's actually interesting because as soon as I moved to the UK and I was basically here working at a coffee shop and it seemed incredible, I started having a few requests for a client, one of which it was like an Italian client that I actually met in Italy while I was in the process of leaving the job.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a referral. Like this guy, I met this guy when we talked a bit and we both liked each other and he met this other person who had like a business and he proposed to this person that I could work with them. So I got this request on my website and basically after 2 weeks that I moved. So I started working with these guys and yeah, from that moment on, I basically just networking. I think it became apparent like as soon as I was starting full time. That networking and meeting and knowing people was the absolute must. And even if I was super introvert and not confident at all, I had right. to do that and improve on it.
Right. So what do you have for tips? Because I remember being in the exact same place, kind of getting started, going to networking events, you mm-hmm. know, setting up phone calls. What advice do you have for someone, especially an introvert, because I can relate to that as well. Any that, you know, like two or three tips on how to network effectively or what, like what, where you were going, what you were doing.
Mm-hmm. I think the great advantage that we have now is that we can start conversation. Even if we are super introvert, we can start conversation online and expand those offline. So I think this is great for us. And that's what basically I did. I also joined a ton of newsletters and even if I thought maybe I didn't get any replies, I actually started replying to things that were interesting to me and forming relationships with some, like you call them, influencers or experts in the field.
Right. Which
basically, if you think about, every single one of these could be a referral source for clients, especially if he works in the same field. And yeah, basically joining groups. Also, if you do courses, there are a ton of Facebook groups for those courses, and you have the chance to meet a ton of people. And if they have offline events, you basically know some of these people, and you have your own group. So it's not really scary after you get to know these people online.
Yeah, that's a great kind of like a good way in or a good starting point.
Yeah.
Great. So how were the first few months? Like, for someone who's maybe in where you were a couple of years ago, they're in a 9-to-5, mm-hmm. they're not crazy about it, but they're kind of concerned about what would it be like flipping the switch like this. What were the first few months like?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was awesome, honestly. I basically, the first year that I, like last year, it was the first year that I was full-time. If I count them all, probably the first 3 months between going back to Italy, traveling to some conferences, I probably travel almost 2 months in the first three that I had full-time.
Right.
It was like a revelation of what could be possible. And also, one thing that I was really careful, even if for just starting out, I was making pretty good money, but not at the level that I am today. I think that one important thing is just being careful with your money. So I think I'm really good, probably to the obsession point of budgeting. Mm-hmm. But I think once you know where your money stands and where you can put it and where you can divide it or spend it, I think you get a lot of clarity, and your decision making gets better, and you make better choices, you can embrace serendipity better. I think everything comes natural. Right. It's like a peace of mind that you get. So that's one tip that I would really give to other people in my same situation.
Right. Yeah, that's great. It's such a great story. So, Chris, you're chugging along. Things are going well. You're starting to grow income and stuff. Where does this current agency that you're working for come into play? How did that all get started? Mm-hmm.
So I met these guys. I met the founder actually at one of these conferences they attended. It was in April, so basically 3 months since I went full time, and I actually won the ticket to this conference by joining a newsletter, and they picked me out of, I don't know, 1,000 people, no, maybe more, tens of thousand people. It was one of the two winners. So I just decided that I didn't want to waste this opportunity. I attended the conference, and at the conference, this agency was hosting like meetups where they basically gave you suggestions and recommendations on how you could improve your website from a design, copy, UX perspective. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of weird at first because I didn't have my own business. Showing my freelancer website wasn't really a good use of my time. So what I thought was, like, on the spot was just, why don't I show them a project that I'm working on for one of my clients and get some external feedback from an expert. And that's what I did. I just showed them a few wireframes, like mockups of website that I was working on. And what they said was, they seemed pretty impressed from my work. And my role at the agency was something that they have been looking for a while. So yeah, we just started talking after that and keeping in touch. And after a while, I became a member of the team. And now I'm basically full time.
Wow, that's very cool, and just another, you know, example of just kind of put yourself out there, right?
Yeah.
That kind of goes hand in hand with the networking. Is you're going to create a lot more opportunities or create more quote unquote luck for yourself just by putting yourself out there, putting your name out there, being in the right place at the right time. And so what's it like working with the agency? Are you, it's still remote, I'm assuming?
Yeah. We basically all members of the team are remote. Some guys, we are not really a lot of people, like 6 or 7 people. Mm-hmm. But and a few guys actually co-work together from traveling. They meet up in some places. I meet them sometimes at conferences. Last year, we've been working together for 2 weeks in Thailand. We rented a house, and it was pretty cool. And so, yeah, every one of us has his own skill, job, basically, how you want to call it. And I think it's really good that I'm really, in sync with all the guys. It's really important to me since, especially after having worked 10 years at a job where I, totally wasn't happy about, the team and the people that were there didn't have the same interests as me. So I really wanted to find some good chemistry in the people I work with. Otherwise I would have just stayed a freelancer and work for myself, you know? So
right.
I think that's really important. If you work in a team that you feel confident in not only working well, but creating good relationships and almost becoming friends. I think that's a good point.
Right. Very cool, man. This is very cool. So Chris, if you could tell Chris of 3 years ago, two or three things, what would you tell him?
Oh my God. Start reading the 4-hour work week as soon as you can, because that basically opened up a whole new world. But right. Yeah, just basically know that things don't have to be the way they are, and you can change them basically if you're willing to put in the work.
Right. And just for so everybody knows, 4-hour work week is a Tim Ferriss book. I've read it more than once myself. It's like you said, it's just a real eye opener.
Yeah, it's a bust.
And what about, so let's say there's some listeners, they're totally lost. They're working their 9-to-5. They know there's something else out there, but they haven't explored kind of what they're passionate about or what could be the right fit. Do you have any kind of actionable steps they can take, like 2 or 3 tips or actionable steps they can take to maybe start down the path that you took?
Yeah, I mean, if you are talking about working online, this is a real practical tip. It's actually a resource. If you want to look into the online world, there's a really good site called Location Rebel, and it's pretty good because they offer a general overview of everything that you can do online.
Oh, so wow. That's if you look